Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're everywhere, digital, FM, Sirius, satellite radio, on your computers, of course, npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. Coming up, BPP sports analyst Bill Wolf. I ran him around like a crazy person all day Saturday doing errands, as long as we had a 6 o'clock cutoff so we could watch the NCAAs.
You're a good wife.
He's a good man. Put together a rocking chair, all kinds of stuff. We'll talk to him very shortly. We've got him fired up on a super fancy phone line. We'll talk to him next. But first, let's get some news headlines.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. The Olympic torch was just put out. Police in Paris extinguished the flame to move it away from protesters there. Demonstrators along the Seine worried security officials, so police put the flame out and moved the torch to a bus. 3,000 police are on hand to protect the torch as it travels through France. This follows scuffles yesterday when the torch was in London and protesters got close enough to grab it. Demonstrators are protesting China's policy in Tibet ahead of the Beijing Olympic Games this summer. President Bush and Russian President Vladimir Putin met for the last time as heads of state over the weekend. They didn't resolve differences over missile defense at their farewell summit, but they tried to pave the way for their successors. Here's NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
The two men met at Putin's Black Sea retreat in Sochi, and President Bush said he was feeling a bit nostalgic. They still have plenty of disagreements, but they put out what they're calling a framework agreement to guide U.S.-Russian relations and spell out areas of cooperation.
We spent a lot of time in our relationship trying to get rid of the Cold War. It's over. It ended.
President Bush says the U.S. still has some work to do to reassure Putin that a missile defense plan isn't aimed at Russia. Putin said that the dispute is not over language, but substance. He also gave Mr. Bush a chance to meet separately with the man who takes over the Russian presidency in May, Dmitry Medvedev. President Bush said he found Medvedev to be an impressive, straightforward fellow.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman reporting. To Texas now, where officials have removed dozens of women and children from a compound founded by a jailed religious leader. From member station KUT in Austin, here's Matt Largy.
Authorities have been searching the compound in West Texas since Friday. They're looking for a 16-year-old girl who called to complain of sexual abuse. So far, they haven't found her, and no arrests have been made. Almost 160 children, along with 60 adults, had left the compound as of Sunday. They were bused to a town about an hour away, where authorities said medical services would be more accessible. Officials say residents have been cooperative, though there were some tense moments Saturday night when officers entered the grounds of the sex temple. The compound was founded by Warren Jeffs, the leader of the Fundamentalist Church of Latter-day Saints, was convicted last year on charges stemming from a marriage he arranged involving a 14-year-old girl.
Matt Largy reporting from member station KUT in Austin. Gas prices are jumping again. A national survey just released shows prices up a nickel. The Lundberg survey average is $3.32 a gallon for self-serve regular. San Francisco drivers have it worst, checking in at $3.72 a gallon. The cheapest gas? New York, New Jersey at $3.03. And drivers are paying more and flyers aren't happy either. A new passenger survey shows consumer complaints up 60% from last year. All but one of the airlines in the study had more complaints. The biggest hike was for U.S. Airways. Their complaints more than doubled. Those are the news headlines. The news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.